Good morning to you, Annette, in Mount Sheridan. G'day,
morning.
Annette.
Hi, guys. But today I should be Louise from Mirrabool.
Why Louise in Mirrabool?
Well, we've got to need to be incognito because I'm going to have to dob one of my boys in.
Oh,
okay. Okay, Louise. Hi, Louise.
Louise.
My alter ego.
What unusual item have your kids taken to bed with them?
Well, you know, I've got two, but one in particular always loved doing the vacuuming.
Okay, I get that. I used to love the smell of a vacuum.
Yeah, so one night he wanted to take, you know, the stick with the bit on the end,
yep.
The little bit that sits on the floor?
Yep.
He took that to bed.
Aww.
So the pipe, the vacuum pipe?
Yes.
Right.
Not the bendy bit, the stiff bit.
Right, okay. The stiff bit that connects to the...
I don't know if it was the cold. I don't know. It was, the bit that connects to the hose.
That's so cute. That is unusual. He loves the vacuuming that much.
Does he just loved it.
Does he still love vacuuming? Does he help out around the house?
Well, yeah, he does, actually. He's one of the ones, he's, out of the two of them, he is the one that does help the
most.
That's
great.
But I actually end up having to buy two vacuum cleaners at one stage because they were fighting over who was going to do the vacuuming.
That's a good problem to have, isn't it?
A great problem.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it.
Could you send him a bed with a bucket of water with some Handy Andy in it and a mop? And maybe they'll start getting obsessed with mopping.
One of the things I used to give them over this little like an Enyo glove, a little dusting glove.
Yes.
Yep.
Someone actually bought them little ones, and I used to just give them those.
Right.
And they just walk around the house just dusting. It wasn't a perfect job, but hey, it was better than me having to do it all the time.
Dano and Coanda.
G'day, guys. Welcome back to life.
Mate, thank you. I've had a little bit of a separation anxiety from you, Dan. It's been a long time since we've spoken.
Yeah, there's a little bit of time in between a yarn, Dave.
Yeah.
So what did your little one take to bed?
Me cordless Makita the drill.
Oh. Yeah, right, okay.
Just an obsession? Like, how old was your little one at the time?
Oh, about 2-3 years old.
Isn't it weird? I was just telling Inky, a mate of mine who's got a young son, about two, has the same sort of obsession that my son Lloyd had, and it sounds like your son too. I don't know if it's an inbuilt bloke thing, but they do go through this phase of being obsessed with tools.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing that boys get attached to tools. So, would it have a battery attached, mate? Was it zzz, zzz in the night, or...?
Yeah, because being a cordless, one day I didn't realise the battery was still in it, Dave, and at 3:30 in the morning, all you can hear is a drill going off. That's fun.
Did your son ever take the wardrobe doors off your wardrobe with his drill? Because mine did when he was about four.
I showed him the worst thing I could have done was showed him how to put a drill bit into
a house like a crumpet.